Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. We are on storm watch right now across the Bay Area.
Yeah, the storm has already arrived in most areas, but it is going to get more intense as the day wears on. Taking a live look outside, you can see the showers are coming down. We're going to get straight to Paul Deano, who's keeping an eye on high-def Doppler for us. Paul?
Well, two distinct waves of rainfall moving through. The first one, it just absolutely poured for about 3 or 4 hours, beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. Now we're seeing a break in the action, but look off to the west. That is the more intense rain and the stronger wind and a good chance of thunderstorms that will move in between 6 and 9 o'clock tonight. But even between weather systems, guess what? It's still pouring for you in Lafayette and Orinda and the Oakland Hills up toward Rock Ridge, north to Vallejo and El Cerrito. Heavy rain just moved through San Jose. Light rain continues. Some heavier showers in the Los Altos Hills. And it is pouring in St. Helena, Yountville, and Napa, Petaluma, Sonoma, still getting some rainfall. Look at all that rain that moved through this afternoon. You heard it on your roof. You were outside driving in it. Both hands on the steering wheel today. Look off to the west. That's the next wave building in. There will be embedded thunderstorms with the rainfall. Already some flooding problems. Flash flood warning in effect right now for another 75 minutes for southeastern Sonoma County, including the cities of Pengrove and much of Petaluma. An urban flood advisory. This is roadways and small streams. The entire Bay Area and also the North Bay getting that urban flood advisory until 8:45 tonight, and a flash flood watch for the entire Bay Area and the Central Valley. Flash flooding is possible through 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And it's windy too. Everybody in the Bay Area could see wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour as that front moves through this evening. Julie Watts is in Mobile 5 out and about dealing with the traffic. Julie, what's the latest from what you're seeing?
Yeah, well, you were just talking about where we are here. We are on 24 heading towards Lafayette near Orinda. And let me give you a glimpse outside our front window. As you can see, we are seeing that heavy rainfall that you were just tracking there on high-def Doppler. We've seen periods off and on of heavy to moderate rain fall throughout the day as we've been traveling in around Contra Costa County. I've seen a couple of areas of just some localized ponding on the roadways, but nothing in terms of flooding on our major roadways, at least not yet. As you mentioned, Paul, though, we are expecting some heavier rainfall later tonight, and we will be driving through that as well, keeping a close eye on road conditions and rain conditions. Certainly, traffic is already backing up as you head eastbound on 24. 680, we are starting to already see some of that evening traffic. So listen, if you could head home earlier, if you've got to get out, I would do it early, at least from what we're seeing out here on the roadway. We'll toss it back to you guys in the on the set there, Ken and Liz.
Yeah, good advice there, Julie. Thank you. Well, if you're not driving, but rather flying somewhere today, you may want to check with your airline. Taking a live look at SFO right now, where they are reporting hundreds of delayed and canceled flights due to this storm.
And this just coming into our news, the Civic Center Bar Station in San Francisco has reopened. The station had to be closed for about 30 minutes due to some severe flooding. Photo was posted to social media showing a large puddle, a lot of water on the platform there. Very dangerous, parts underwater. And Bart says that the flooding came from rainwater from the Muni station above the BART tracks.
The wet conditions have really saturated the soil in some parts.
Yeah, no doubt. Trees have been toppling down all across the Bay Area. Let's take a look at San Jose, where a large one crashed right into a backyard. The homeowner says a huge gust of wind took that tree down. Snap, crackle, pop, down it came, damaging a cottage and some lawn furniture.
And over in Lafayette, an old oak tree fell in the area of Withers Avenue and Pleasant Hill Road at around 9 o'clock this morning. The property owner says it's lucky the tree didn't fall earlier, because there are usually cars lined up on the street taking kids to school.
And it was a similar scene in Emeryville, where a tree slammed into this homeless encampment near westbound 80 at MacArthur Boulevard. A resident of that camp says that this is the second tree to come down in the area since last night. Now, for more weather updates, you can head to our website, kpix.com. We'll also have you covered early tomorrow morning ahead of your Thursday commute. KPIX 5 Morning News will start at 4 a.m.
A magnitude 3.4 earthquake woke people up at about 4:40 this morning. The epicenter was located near the Highway 24 and 13 junction in Oakland. But we don't really know much beyond that because the USGS office in Menlo Park is closed due to the government shutdown. Thankfully, UC Berkeley Seismology Lab has an agreement that in the event of a shutdown, they handle the brief initial review of any earthquake.
We're not taking over the big job that they have, which is to review all of the earthquakes that happen.
Department policy does allow the USGS to call in staff in the event of a major incident.
And it is day 26 of the government shutdown as President Trump and the Democrats are still at a stalemate over funding for that border wall. And now House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking President Trump to postpone the State of the Union address until the government can be reopened. She says that security is strained.
This is and requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown.
Now, President Trump is blaming the Democrats for the shutdown, tweeting, quote, they are a party of open borders and crime. They want nothing to do with the major humanitarian crisis on our southern border. Meanwhile, some 800,000 federal workers remain off the job without pay, and if a deal isn't reached soon, those furloughed workers will miss their second paycheck.
New changes to YouTube's guidelines. The site is banning videos showing dangerous pranks and challenges. The changes went into effect yesterday. The decision comes amid reports of injuries sustained from the Bird Box Challenge and the Tide Pod Challenge. The platform is also prohibiting videos containing the pranks that make victims believe that they are in serious physical danger or cause children to experience severe emotional stress.
Tesla giving away a free Model 3. The catch, you have to hack your way into owning it. Tesla is entering the Model 3 into one of the world's toughest hacking contests. It's the first time a car has ever been entered as a prize. The first person to discover a bug will win the Tesla. The competition will be held in March in Vancouver.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell. Here's the latest in Bay Area sports. That earthquake you felt last night was actually the Warriors rocking the NBA and any team standing in their way. Golden State is back on top of the Western Conference after a record-setting performance in Denver on Tuesday night.
I don't remember a better first quarter. That was a fireworks show.
They took it to another level and left us in the dust.
Golden State hit 19 of its first 25 shots, scored 51 points in the first quarter, the most in NBA history. They finished the night with 142 points on 60% shooting, made 21 threes. Curry, Durant, Clay combined for 89 points to lead the Warriors to their fifth straight win.
I think we're way past making statements. We understand what type of team we are and what we're capable of. There's no doubt in our locker room. When we play like we did tonight, we're the best team in the league.
Give them credit. You know, they came in here and showed why they're one of the best teams in the world. And they've won multiple world championships for a reason. And they sent a message. They came in and kicked their ass.
Ooh, the Sharks have done some butt kicking of their own recently. They extended their winning streak to 7 last night.
We're going streaking!
Yeah, San Jose beat Pittsburgh 5-2, and forget tipping your cap. Fans were throwing them on the ice after Tomas Hertl's empty netter gave him his second career hat trick. Joe Thornton added a goal in the second period, his 10th of the season. Jumbo was playing in his 1,000th game with the Sharks, but his teammates are getting tired of all his milestones.
I mean, Jumbo's breaking a record every shift, so we're kind of getting sick and tired of it as a group, to be honest. You know, on the Jumbotron every time out. So, yeah, I don't know. Thousands of games of Shark, passing Lemieux, Gretzky, and whoever else on whatever other list he's climbing.
49ers receiver Marquise Goodwin revealed today that he missed two games late in the season because his wife, Morgan, went into preterm labor and lost their twin boys. In 2017, Goodwin played hours after the couple lost another son to pregnancy complications. I have in my hand the Wednesday top five.
Go Drew!
Drew Brees took a break from preparing for the NFC title game to celebrate his 40th birthday. At number four, while mom is flossing, her son can't even watch. He's so embarrassed, but he can only hold out for so long. He joins in, and now they're ready for the mother-son dance. coming to an arena near you. At number three, Lakers fans get tacos if L.A. held their opponent under 100 points. Final seconds, Bulls with 98 points. Shaq Harrison gets fouled, throwing up a circus shot. 1 second left. He would make two free throws, denying everybody free tacos. Klay Thompson had a season-high four dunks, and he could not wait to let former teammate Zsa Pachulia know that it might be time to end their bet for who will have the most dunks in a season.
Substance over style, you feel me? You have one dunk. I have 11 this year. Pay me.
Next question.
All right, what's up?
I'm not sure how much Zsa actually has to pay off Klay Thompson, but Klay had a night last night. The Warriors did too. An amazing thing is DeMarcus Cousins will play his first game in a Warrior uniform on Friday.
They're only getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
And Klay's having a great year, too. It's nice to see him really take the spotlight.
Got off to a bad start. Mm-hmm. As I think the team generally did not play up their level of capability, as you heard Steph say. But they're there now.
Yeah.
And that's scary to think they can add another All-Star. They're going to have five All-Stars on the court at the same time, because DeMarcus is going to start day one.
Wow. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. First quarter, and like Steph says, you don't have to say anything. You just play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Show the league who's number one.
Much to the chagrin of our general manager, who's going to have to pay for yet another trip to the NBA Finals.
All right, tacos for everyone.
Well, we stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock every day on KPIX.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.